The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents the Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks travel to Montreal to try to build off a big win at Boston. They face off against the Canadiens for the second and final time this year, looking for a sweep against the original six team, as they did against the Bruins just a few days ago. In fact, in the history of the San Jose Sharks, they have never swept the Canadiens and the Bruins in the same season. Add in a sweep of the New York Rangers earlier this year and the opportunity for another one against Toronto. You're looking for original six success for San Jose if they can wrap up a victory tonight and get that win later on in the campaign. But the Sharks aren't thinking about the big picture. They're thinking about tonight. And the atmosphere in Montreal on Saturdays, with Hockey Night in Canada in town and the entire city abuzz outside the arena as well as in, is something that head coach Ryan Warshawski really looks forward to.
This is another fun place to play, and again, like you said, original six. The energy and the aura of here, of the history, seeps through the walls when you walk in the building. So, I will say, for the fan that hasn't been to Montreal to watch a hockey game, it should be on your bucket list, because it is a fun place, to sit on the bench and do it. But as a fan, I think it would be equally, as fun.
Growing up in nearby Laval, Quebec, Vinny Desharnais understands everything that's going on here. He'll have 18 members of his family in attendance tonight, and he says there's nothing like a Saturday night at the Bell Center.
Yeah, I think I've played once with Edmonton, but yeah, it's a fun building to play in, it's going to be lots of emotions, obviously, Saturday night in Montreal, but there's 2 points on the line. It's going to be a fun environment to play in. Obviously, family, friends are here, but it's a big game for us. It's a big game for the standings, and it's going to be a big 2 points. So I think everyone is excited for tonight. It's going to be a fun game to play.
Macklin Celebrini is looking forward to facing off against his old teammates, Lane Hutson from Boston University and Nick Suzuki, the Montreal Canadiens captain, who teamed up with him in the silver medal performance in Milan. Celebrini says that he feels he's grown since the Olympics as a hockey player.
I grew. I learned a lot from all those guys. That's what I tried to do, just watch them. Those guys have, I don't know, there's a stat of however many cups and trophies and stuff that they've won. And just being around them, learning from the details that they use every single day, I've definitely learned a lot.
Of course, the Sharks are locked in great battle in the Western Conference playoff race, as are the Canadiens in the East. San Jose comes into this game 1 point behind Los Angeles in the battle for the last playoff spot in the Western Conference. They're only 5 points behind Edmonton and 6 points behind Utah amongst the teams that they're fighting. And they're barely ahead of a couple of other teams, too. Nashville and Seattle both have 67 points, just one behind the Sharks. Celebrini says he's really enjoying the competition and the prospects for success.
No, it's awesome. This is where we want to be. It's a tight race, real tight, and anything can happen. But we're going to give it our best shot.
Celebrini had 1 goal and 3 assists in the game against Montreal on March the 3rd, including his 30th goal of a season.
In the right corner, big scrum for the puck. In the Shark zone, worked free by San Jose. Will Smith gathers in his skates. 1-on-2. He's able to control it. Dropped it back. Celebrini, a great move. Gets loose. Moves in. Shoots. Score! What a job by Macklin Celebrini. Will Smith won the battle on the near boards at center ice and made the only play he could. He got it back to Macklin Celebrini. He made a brilliant move through traffic and then raced in and got it off of the pad of the goaltender Dobish and through the legs and in. And Celebrini gives the Sharks the 3-2 lead. That is goal number 30 on the season for Macklin Celebrini.
The Sharks led that game 5-2, but after a furious Montreal comeback in the third period to tie the game 5-5, it turned out that a power play goal by Kiefer Sherwood was the clincher.
Issa gets it back. He's rushing for the puck. Had one hand on the stick, grabs it, turns it, feeds Eklund in the right corner. Eklund has a play out to the point. No, he gives it over to Sherwood in front off the deflection. Sherwood shoots. Score! Kiefer Sherwood gets his first goal as a Shark. A on a broken play in front of the Canadiens' net. It's a power play goal, and the Sharks are up 6-5.
That sort of back and forth, up and down, fire wagon style of hockey is something that the coaches are not really looking forward to this evening. In fact, Ryan Warsawski says he doesn't want his team to get into a track meet.
We don't want to open this thing up, you know. Skill's going to come out. We know that. There's going to be opportunities on both sides of the puck for us to get to our offense, but we have to defend. We have to get above, their attack, especially off the rush, and have a smart F3 and really be a detailed in our game plan tonight. And we've got to go out and execute it.
But you also have to embrace the opportunity and the excitement of playing in Montreal on a Saturday. And the Sharks head coach says the players are very aware of the standings position, who they're chasing, who's chasing them, and what the opportunities and possibilities are this evening.
Our players are very well aware of where we are in the standings and what's going on around us. But we just got to continue to play and compete and be focused on, you know, our first shift and, playing the right way. We have an identity that we want to get to. We just got to do it consistently. Again, I think our group is really excited for this one.
19-year-old Sam Dickinson grew up in Ontario, but he was also a Montreal Canadiens fan. He's got a lot of high expectation for this game tonight, as this is the first time he's ever been inside the Bell Centre.
I've heard it's going to be pretty crazy. I mean, Montreal was my team growing up, so, you know, I've watched a lot of Montreal Canadiens games and know a lot about the Canadiens, so it's pretty exciting, obviously, to do it on a Saturday night and kind of a pretty big-time game that means a lot for both teams is probably just going to add to all of that.
Dickinson played a really strong defensive game against the Bruins on Wednesday night, and he says that dealing with offensive stars like Ivan Demidov and Juraj Slafkovský is going to be one of the big challenges this evening.
You know, they're definitely going to draw on the atmosphere and draw on the fans and that stuff, so I think it's big to just, you know, have a hot start, get into it quickly, and just kind of try to, you know, almost to try to suck the energy out of the building, out of the fans, out of the atmosphere. And, you know, from there, even if they do start to get into it, you just kind of have to block it out. And when you're out there, just kind of block everything out and focus on what's on the ice and just go to work.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Bay Area sports legends take center stage May 14th in San Francisco at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony for the class of 2026. Two-time World Series champion with the Giants, Brandon Crawford, joins four-time Super Bowl champion with the 49ers, Jesse Sapolu, plus a trio of Cal Bears, Missy Franklin, Eddie Hart, and celebrated rugby coach Jack Clark, as they're all honored at the Hyatt Regency Embarcadero on Thursday, May 14th. Get tickets now at bashof.org.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Alex Nedeljkovic, who had a sterling 39-save performance in Boston on Wednesday night, gets the assignment in goal again today. With Yaroslav Askarov out with an injury, the Sharks recalled Laurent Brossoit from the San Jose Barracuda. Brossoit has 140 games of NHL experience and has been playing solid goal for John McCarthy's team ever since his acquisition from Chicago. Although the Canadiens recalled Jacob Fowler from Laval of the AHL, they'll be going back with Jakub Dobish, who gave up 6 goals out of the 7 that the Sharks scored, with the last one being an empty netter from Adam Gaudette. But the big story at the Bell Centre on the Canadian side is the absence of Brendan Gallagher from the Montreal lineup. The Canadian spark plug has never been a healthy scratch in his NHL career until tonight. But with Montreal playing back-to-back against Anaheim tomorrow, Martin St. Louis made a decision that he said was a tough one.
There's nothing that prepares you for these kind of decision, discussion, you know. But as a leader, you have to take him and make him.
The Canadians are certainly remembering the 7-5 loss that they had against San Jose back on the 3rd of March. And their captain, Nick Suzuki, says that he has several takeaways from that game, including the prospect of playing his Team Canada teammate, Macklin Celebrini.
Yeah, I thought we didn't really have our best game in San Jose. I thought, we turned a lot of pucks over and made it pretty easy for them. So definitely going to have a better game tonight. And they definitely, obviously Mac is really good player, and you know, we'll have to know when he's on the ice, and should be a fun matchup.
Don't forget to tune into the broadcast starting at 3:30 Pacific time. The Sharks against Montreal. Jason Demers is with me on the call. Make sure you're tuned in online, on terrestrial affiliates, and of course, on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.